Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. the pods that are pandy with Jason and Randy.
Here's another one, a.k.a. masks off tomorrow, but on for today. Still scared by the stories of Randy and Jay. If we just all get vaxxed, it'll be okay. James Scregman. Scregman to me is a guy who you never know his first name. He's always just Scregman.
Scregs.
What's up, Scregs? Guys, we got stories for you. We're psyched to bring them to you. We've got a great one right now today. I want to just dive right in, okay? Mm-hmm. This is my question. Knowing what we know now after the pandemic, why would companies ever want to send people to other countries or other cities to go on a business trip ever again? Doesn't that feel foolish?
It feels extravagant.
Right? A huge waste of money when you can Zoom that. Yeah. You can just Zoom it. Again, think about the money. Maybe sometimes
Zoom is going to outlast the pandemic, I think.
I think so. Just like commuting to work is a thing of the past. If you don't have to spend 10 hours in a car every week, mm-hmm. why would you do it? Mm-mm. Or needing to be at the office during rush hour to me feels like a thing of the past. Like right. that should be gone.
Right.
The best of the best people out there will pick companies to work for that have lax work days, or you could work from home. Trust us, Zoom is here to stay.
So you bet it's here to stay, so you better learn how to use it.
Like what to do and what not to do on it, you should know that. There will be Zoom etiquette classes taught, like sexual harassment seminars at HR.
This will be a thing. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a thing.
Okay, so trust us. And knowing all of this, understanding all this, like we understand it and we don't work at companies. Mm-hmm. Like we understand this. How do regular people not understand? And how can they be so clueless as to how the Zoom is going to get you? Mm-hmm. Well, this next story is the zoomiest we've seen yet. Here we go. Mm-hmm. A Florida nurse inadvertently broadcasted herself giving a patient a butt injection while waiting for her virtual court hearing to begin. At least it wasn't a male nurse because mm-hmm. that could have been taken a different way.
Sure.
Okay, you need to schedule your court appearances on your lunch breaks.
Yes.
Am I right?
Or on a day off.
Or on a day when you don't have to perform surgery or help with surgery.
But you cannot do both at once. Can't.
Miami Herald reporter David Ovalle posted a screenshot of the bizarre Zoom court on Twitter Wednesday
Zoom
morning.
Zoom court's going to be a show. That's going to be a show.
That should be the new night court.
Yeah.
Zoom court. There is going to be a new night court. It should be Zoom court.
Zoom court.
I'm sure
who's going to be the host? Who's
I don't know.
The star of New Night Court?
I think it should be who's like a
Marsha Warfield.
No,
it Did
should.
She die?
I think you need a magician guy. It should be the guy from the Carbonaro effect.
Yeah,
that guy should be it.
But although who's I don't comedian? Know if he's it should be Derek
Hughes. He should be the thing. I'm sure the court doesn't love that you're doing like your Glenn Close at the 2021 Oscars impression.
Doing the butt.
I feel like Glenn Close doing the butt at the Oscars, she should have won at least a technical Oscar for that performance. I feel like these operations should be called happy endings. Am I right?
Yes.
Because you are making someone's end a lot happier for the person who will be playing with it. There you go. Nobody gets butt implants for themselves. Nobody. This is something that you have to really love someone else.
I'm barely comfortable sitting with my own body. Like,
that's right.
I can't imagine having extra stuff.
We've reached peak 305, or Ovalle wrote, referring to Miami's area code. Someone appears to be getting a butt injection while appearing in a virtual hearing. Yeah, people are multitasking, apparently.
I'm surprised they didn't call it a hot butt injection.
That would have been great. Butt injection could be a lot of things, by the way.
Yeah.
You have to be more specific, especially in Florida.
Yes, yes.
What are they injecting into the butt? Again.
Snake venom?
Listen to me. If you wouldn't do it.
Meth?
If you wouldn't do it in actual court, don't do it in Zoom court.
That's right.
Is that the simple rule?
It's not a hard thing to follow.
Your Honor, can I give an account of the events in question right after I shoot this bacteria into this 52-year-old housewife's ass? Can I do that?
Over by the bailiff? I'm just going to do that over there.
A spokesman for the Miami-Dade County Attorney's Office told Fox News that the woman administering the injection was Niurka Aguero, who is charged with third-degree grand theft in the case of State of Florida versus Niurka Aguero. Third degree?
Is that okay, so I don't know what's worse. Third-degree murder is terrible.
Terrible.
First-degree murder,
No, first degree murder is terrible. Worst. Third degree is not as bad. Burns.
A third degree burn is worse awful. Than a first degree burn.
In larceny, I have no idea. Third degree theft, Jay, is it like a burn or is it like a murder?
I have no idea.
Should she still be working with that charge hanging over her head? Maybe she wanted the court to see that, hey, I do valuable things here.
Look, I'm in scrubs. You can't. I don't steal things.
Would a woman who is holding a scalpel or a, you know, like
would an she indi- be a
third
thief,
degree? Would she thief? Commit third degree theft? I mean, second degree maybe. If that's worse, is that better or worse? I don't know.
Is it? I'm gonna give him the.
Do you see me stealing any medical PPE? No,
no.
What are you gonna give him the fifth degree?
Fifth degree.
Is that?
Or is it I'm gonna the give third him the degree.
Third degree.
The third degree.
Third degree is better than the fifth degree.
I don't know.
The fifth element is better than the first element. I don't we gotta get this all straight, people. The spokesman said during the waiting period prior to the case being brought to the judge, Aguero was in the middle of a procedure that involved a male receiving an injection in the buttocks, which she appears to have inadvertently broadcast. A male receiving butt injections. Who is this? Tom Cruise?
Mm-mm.
Was the dude like, I need a bigger, rounder butt. Please, can you help
me
with this?
Please tell me it's Cecil Fielder.
And if I don't get it, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I'll go to a woman who's in going. I'll have her do it while she's in a virtual court hearing. That's how much.
She could be in the middle of stealing something. Grand theft butto.
Gary, what are you doing this afternoon? You want to hang out? I can't. I'm getting butt injections. I could hang out later tonight when my inflamed ass goes down, I guess. Is that a conversation that's ever happened? Needless to say, it appears that everyone involved in the Zoom court call was surprised. She was caught with his pants down. Is that safe to say?
She was putting junk in his trunk.
There you go. You can't. She was caught putting junk in his trunk.
Mm-hmm.
How many the naked truth jokes were made by the other lawyer right here?
But, Your Honor, no buts.
Injection, Your Honor. I mean, you can't do that.
No buts.
Sorry, I mean objection, Your Honor. The spokesman did not provide more information on Aguero or her case. Wait, she has a spokesman? This nurse who was
just ass injecting dudes left and right.
And she's got a spokesman?
We don't even have a spokesman.
We need a spokesman. Who is this spokesman? She's got.
Who the hell is this queen of a woman who's got a spokesman?
The Miami Herald reporter who first posted the image told the Insider that he's witnessed his fair share of bizarre Zoom court hearings. All right, it's only happened for a little over a year.
Yeah, but it's something that like all city council meetings are. That plus
subject
a city council meeting
to
equals
craziness.
Disaster.
All right, let's take a break and we'll tell you. We'll close this story out on the other side of this break because it is. It's beyond the
beyond
thought,
reason.
Yeah, the thought in her head that she's like, I can do both things at once is beyond me.
It's hubris.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Guys, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's huge.
Researched and developed for 3 years and made for people, not patients.
That's a big point, too.
Lucy was created. Hey, they created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, and they're all really good. Wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor, and each and every flavor actually tastes good.
Yep.
How about that for a change?
That's actually good.
And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. This is a real way for you to transition off the cigarettes, to get a little bit of nicotine so you get the fix that you need, and then at the same time, you're weaning yourself off of the cigarette.
It's such an important thing to do, and I have a good friend of mine who used this very successfully. So I know this type of thing can work. So we want you to try it. And again, you're not smoking in people's faces. You're not giving it to your family. This is a great way.
Hey,
a great step to take.
It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw away your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So you don't have to think about it. It's so simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co.co and use the promo code Sklarbro and get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co. Use the promo code Sklarbro at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived by tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and make sure you use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Got to mention again, it's the tickets
we're
are
zeroing
going
in on. We're
taking May 22nd, Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern. Live down People Town. It's going to be so much fun. Get your tickets.
Just get your tickets.
NowhereComedyClub.com or DanaVanKirk.com. The Doughboys, Chris Thiele, get it. It's going to be great. When we left to take a break. Now we're back. There was a woman giving a butt injection while she was on a virtual court. You can't do that.
For like Grand Theft Auto or whatever.
And we're talking about Zoom. Zoom is not something that works, like we said, for city planning meetings or government proceedings.
Or court hearings.
Someone's going to think it's okay to like change clothes or take a dump on camera.
Or give someone a butt injection.
While being cross-examined. Ma'am, can you cross the patient's legs while you were being cross-examined?
Yeah.
We don't want to see that. The court would like to get this guy's ass stricken from the record.
Mm-hmm.
Before COVID,
there's a major crack in the case.
Before COVID, I used to always say the Miami courthouse was the most absurd theater in town and the entrance was free. He said, nothing has changed that on Zoom. I think it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Again, people are doing stuff on Zoom that they wouldn't even do in a courtroom.
Right. And I, if I'm the opposing lawyer, I'm like, may I just say that she is killing it with these butt implants, and you know what else she killed? And then go right into your
third degree
argument.
I don't want to give her the third degree here, but she's giving this guy's ass the third degree. Did anyone try and ever give a butt injection in court? That's what I ask you. Mm-hmm. No one did. So I think
this is the next generation of court TV. It really
I think
really
it's
is.
Crazier in COVID.
You never know what's going to happen in Zoom court.
That's right. Zoom court Miami? Are you kidding me? That would be
it. We should have a 65 episode order right now from C-SPAN or from Court TV.
I'm mailing that idea.
Zoom court Miami.
Wouldn't that be great?
Bongo players playing. Cuban music going.
Like the Miami Sound Machine could be the background for this. Just cut to just the craziest Zoom court things ever. You could get 65 episodes of the craziest Zoom court cases ever.
Yes, Zoom court.
Court TV. You're welcome, Court TV.
Or we should be producers on it.
We should be hosts of it.
Zoom Court.
Zoom
Court Miami.
Zoom Court Miami.
I'm watching that show.
I'm watching Zoom Court Miami. That is like the new Cops, essentially.
It is.
Because people don't like cops anymore.
No.
Okay? No one's saying defund the Zoom Court. No. No one has put that out into the... People are like, more Zoom Court.
Give me more.
Give me more Zoom Court.
Let me log on. Log on and start laughing. Zoom Court.
It's log on and get off on Zoom Court.
Zoom Court Miami.
Zoom Court Miami. You're welcome. Guys, that is a show. That's how we do it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We will see you guys tomorrow. La ti da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.